Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac has a sponsor, and this is a good sign that they've hung on this long, Neil.
Right?
Since they started. Yeah, sometimes man, they're a lot of times they're done. Our sponsor, they're on. We didn't sign up for this. So a lot of times they're gone in two or three days.
We thought it was something different.
When they latch on to the Bob Almanac. Well, I think they think it's like what they do on Channel 2.
Oh yeah.
That's that almanac. It's a different almanac. This is the Bob Almanac because it's got Bobitude. All right? The one on Channel 2 does not have Bobitude.
No.
Can you? I mean, they do a great job. It's a great show, but it just doesn't have Bobitude.
No. They can only hope.
Keep your kids safe, your yard private, and your pets secure with Authority Fence. With over 60 years of combined experience, family-owned Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl, chain link, and aluminum maintenance-free fence products, backed with a lifetime warranty. Enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to authorityfence.com, click on their free fence estimator tab to get the ball rolling, or give the office a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist and a proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994. So today is April 5th. It is a Friday, and this date in 1887, this is the date that this happened. And, of course, this is the cinematic recreation of it. Neil, you know what that is? That's you at the Burger King drive-thru trying to order a Whopper.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's Helen Keller.
Right, I was going to say that's
Ann
Helen
Sullivan.
Keller.
That's the Miracle Worker, Patty Duke, and Bancroft. But this was the actual date that happened. 1887, Ann Sullivan teaches water to blind and deaf 6-year-old Helen Keller.
Wow.
Holding one of her hands under a dripping water pump and spelling water in her palm. Goes on to learn how to read, write, speak, and then graduate from college. She really was a miracle worker.
No doubt. It's a great story.
Is there any chance we could hire Ann Sullivan as the hitting coach for the Twins?
I mean, she obviously has a skill set.
She's a miracle worker.
Right.
I think that might be the only thing that's going to fix it. We need a miracle. I was waiting to see
one. That is good.
You know, there was a guy on the concourse. He was doing card tricks. And, you know, sometimes those are considered miracles, according to Father Guido Sarducci, of course.
Right.
1923 here this date.
Feel safe and be happy. There's nothing you lack. You're riding on Firestone. You're on the right track.
Commercial jingle time.
You're on the right track with Firestone.
Firestone singers, the mileage specialist.
Is there any doubt what era that's from, Neil? Can you guess? What?
70s?
Yeah, 1970. The classic 1970s sound to it. This was the day 1923. Was the date that Firestone Tire and Rubber Company began production of balloon tires. They started using inner tubes with then a harder rubber outside and exterior. And, inner tubes were born, and then eventually, of course, we did away with the inner tubes, but this was actually a good situation here, because before that, a lot of the tires were just hard rubber, and this made for a much smoother ride.
It really did. It was a game changer.
I think we're all about smoother rides, right?
Right on.
This date in 1930, we don't often hear from Gandhi.
You know what you're going to do, don't you?
It would have been very uncivil of me to let you make such a long trip for nothing.
Where are you going?
Come.
Where are we going?
I'm going back to the ashram, and I'm going to prove to the new viceroy that the king's writ no longer runs in India.
Salt.
Yes, sir. He's going to march to the sea and make salt.
Of course, that's Ben Kingsley at Gandhi.
Right.
And Gandhi on this date. I forgot Martin Sheen was in that movie.
Oh, well, I guess I...
That was him in that scene.
Oh, it was.
With the Mahatma. Mohandas Gandhi defied British law making... How dare he make salt?
Right.
In India. I just saw my friend from Hep Salts. He makes great salt. Find them in more and more grocery stores. It's just, I should get you some of that. It's good stuff. This truffle salt they make, I mean, Gandhi would love it. I'm pretty sure of it.
What makes it different?
Oh, it's just good stuff. Oh, it's so much better than stuff you buy in the store.
Okay.
I mean, a little goes a lot further. But anyway, so in India, because the salt tax, you know, how would you like to not have salt or have salt tax so much that you can't have it? All you're using are pepper. Is pepper.
That would not work.
Pepper and anything else that you can use. So that was this date, 1930.
Not that long ago, salt was like 29 cents for a big box, for a big jug.
And it's gone up?
Well, I guess, but how much can you tax a 29 cent item?
Well, that's a good point. Well, they were taxing anything and everything, the British there in India. 1951 in the news.
New York, and Julius Rosenberg arrives at the federal court to receive sentence for betraying his country's atomic secrets to Soviet Russia. Appearing with him is his wife Ethel, adjudged a full partner in this treacherous crime. Finding the accused couple guilty, Judge Kaufman pronounced the death sentence. So, for the first time, American citizens will pay the extreme price for espionage on behalf of a foreign power.
The Rosenbergs sentenced to death on this date. There's your British newsreel.
Correct.
Conductor, announcer, narrator, if you will. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg sentenced to death, and they did die at the hands of old Sparky at Sing Sing.
Right.
They were spying on us for the Soviet Union.
Passing on secrets.
Exactly. That was back in 51. How about 1982? Listen to this, Neil. You're going to get a charge out of this. You're going to like it.
He's the only pitcher to face Ted Williams and Julio Franco. He's played during 7 presidential administrations, from Eisenhower to Reagan. He's the only golfer to shoot his age, both left and right-handed. He had Tommy John surgery before Tommy John was born. After 16 Gold Glove Awards, his actual glove turned into gold. He's the only person in the world to call Bob Costas Bobby. He is the most interesting man in baseball.
Who are we talking about there, Neil?
Well, the 16 gold gloves would lead me to think it was Jim Cott.
Oh, it is Jim Cott, yes. The most interesting man in baseball.
I love that. I didn't know he was such a golfer.
Yes. Oh, you hadn't heard that he can golf both left and right? Oh, I'd heard that from a number of people, that he could do that.
He's a tremendous athlete. I know that.
And shoot his age from both left and right. Now, that is an athlete.
That is unbelievable.
But Jim Cott, on this date in 82, the most interesting man in baseball, pitched an inning for the Cardinals in the season opening 14-3 route of the Astros. So he set an MLB record for a pitcher by playing in his 24th consecutive season.
24. The guy was amazing.
No wonder he's still so good, and he's almost 90.
Yeah.
You know, on the air, because he's Mr. Longevity. His career was long in baseball and has been in broadcasting as well.
My old neighbor.
Your old neighbor, Jim Cott, this date in 82. More sports here for you.
Magic, that's it. To Kareem, come on down here, big fella. Put in a chair. The crowd stands for Kareem to get the ball. Everybody's waving their arms. It's into Kareem. Kareem, swing left, right hand, 12-footer, good!
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Unstoppable.
With Chick Hearn. And that was a skyhook over Mark Eaton, who was actually taller than Kareem.
Right.
He was 7'4". Kareem was 7'2", 7'3", on a good day. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar surpassed Wilt Chamberlain, the all-time NBA record holder. It's kind of funny because Wilt Chamberlain was the record holder when he retired as a Laker. Jabbar passed him as a Laker.
Wow.
Guess who passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last few years?
LeBron.
LeBron James as a
Laker.
Yes. And it's funny because then that was on the road at Utah. When they returned to the Forum in Los Angeles, or Inglewood, California, as you know.
Yes.
Wilt Chamberlain was there to help honor him, and Wilt Chamberlain is in a tank top.
Doesn't shock me.
Didn't get dressed up at all. But for him, that is dressed up. Yeah, you know, he doesn't know where he's going clubbing after, so he's ready to go. He's got to show off the guns. So that was back in 84. Way to go, Kareem.
This is the Fox Broadcasting Company.
It was the first night of Fox.
Introducing the Bundys of Chicago, a family like you've never seen.
Mom, Dad,
you're grounded.
Al Bundy. Yeah, the Bundys and the Tracy Ullman Show, which, as you know, spawned what other show?
The Simpsons.
Yes, The Simpsons, eventually.
Ding, 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 ding.
But five, this is a big deal because new networks, back in 87, new networks just didn't start, you know, overnight. Now on cable and on your DirecTV and whatever, all of a sudden new networks pop up all the time. Where do they come from, right? They're showing old shows or whatever. And you go, oh, that's a pretty good network. But this is a big deal. Back in 87, we had ourselves a third national or a fourth national network. And ABC, CBS, NBC, and then Fox became the fourth.
And they became a player, to say the very least.
Almost right. And then they got the NFL rights, and that really legitimized them.
They had a lot of money behind
them. Yes, they did. 89.
Welcome to NBC, the home of pointless behavior. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I have a message for the people who are now watching a repeat of the show in the year 2015. People watching the rerun of the show in the year 2015. You see, I wasn't always fat and bald.
Yeah, he never did get fat or bald,
no,
but he
didn't.
Got hairy.
Yeah,
and he got hairier with the beard. But there's
beard.
David Letterman. This show on this date, on April 5th, his show was the first network TV show to be broadcast in Dolby Stereo.
Oh.
I don't know why they picked Late Night with David Letterman. Maybe they didn't know if it would work, and they would just, well, let's just put it on one of the late shows. Because you think if it was a big deal, it would have been on, you know, Cheers or Cosby Show or Sale of the Century or something. But, you know, Jim Perry.
Or Bert Convy.
I loved Jim Perry, Sale of the Century. I loved him better on Card Sharks.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
So we had Stereo.
I liked him better as a Twins pitcher, actually.
We had a Cy Young winner.
Right.
That was this day. We had Stereo TV, 1989. 1993.
Long. A 2-2 tie. Michigan will have to bring it.
Oh, he walked! He walked and the referee missed it.
Weber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he causes too many timeouts. That's a technical foul.
He called a timeout. Michigan doesn't have any.
That's a real problem for Chris Weber and the Michigan Wolverines, Neil. You remember that?
Oh, vividly.
The 93 national championship, North Carolina and Michigan.
Yeah, you don't have a timeout. You can't call them.
No.
And
you get a technical.
But I feel for Jim Nantz there because his color guy was making the call before he
and
he
you, was you know how I hate that.
I know evidently Jim didn't have a mute button.
I should have borrowed him my mute button.
Right.
And that has nothing to do with Lou or anybody on the TV side, just FYI.
No,
Lou, that's not TV.
It's kind of an inside thing.
It is an inside thing, actually.
But
this is as much outside as it's ever been, to be honest.
I get it.
Chris Weber.
Yeah, that was ill-advised.
Takes a timeout that they didn't have. They were down by two. They could have tied it or taken the lead, and they ended up losing to North Carolina. And then 94 in the news.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder with an MTV News special report on a very sad day. Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead. And this is the story as we know it so far.
Kurt Loder, he was the Walter Cronkite of MTV News.
He really was.
He died on this 8th. They didn't find him. This would have been the news that would have been like on April 8th. Few days later, because they didn't find him until 3 days after, but this was the day that he died of that self-inflicted gunshot wound. He left a note.
Kurt Cobain,
struggling. Yes, Kurt Cobain. Did he say Kurt Cobain in the report? He did, didn't he?
You said a different name.
Who did I say?
Kurt Loder is the guy. Yeah,
Kurt Loder is the name of the reporter.
Yes, on MTV News.
There's two Kurts. You can easily be confused with your Kurts.
Right.
Should I mention Kurt Russell now?
I don't think he was involved.
No. All right. That was estate 94. Birthdays.
Some folks drink and some folks smoke. Some folks love and some folks don't. Some folks laugh and some folks frown. Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
Tommy Cash is celebrating today. 84 for Tommy Cash, younger brother Johnny.
Goodbye, John.
This was his one big hit. So happy birthday to Tommy Cash here today.
He spent a lot of years with Johnny, too, touring, obviously.
They're very familiar with each other, yes indeed.
Bus stop with a cheese there, I say, we shall
remember.
Let's run.
Must stop us, go. She stays the pro.
Every time I want to break out some 60s, 1960s Hollies, I'm okay with it. I'll tell you that. It's one of the better groups, and they had a lot of hits. Break out their greatest hits CD.
For sure.
This, of course, is Bus Stop, and that's Alan Clark, who wrote a lot of their hits and was the lead singer on almost all their hits, including that one right there. He's 82 today.
Joe Barner, I don't like to fly. I mean, it's not that I'm scared or anything like that.
No, of course not.
Even little kids will fly nowadays.
Oh, sure. Nothing bothers them.
Well, it bothers some of them. And the rest of them, I guess they're just too dumb to know the difference.
He was Wojohowitz, Max Gale. You didn't know who that was until we got to it. That's you, Wojo.
Right.
Wojohowitz. Yeah. Max Gale, who was Wojo. What was his first name? Was it not Barney? Because we always just call him Wojo. Yeah. What's his first name? Like, I can't think of it.
I can't either.
Max Gale from Barney Miller is 81.
Where are those happy days?
Wojohowitz.
Wojohowitz, What's his first name? I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mother's head.
Because this is Agnetha Falkskog. We're going to let her sing here.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind.
Now we've established her. Now we can talk. She was the blonde one in ABBA.
I wish I understood.
You had your great voice.
You had your Anna Frieda and your Agnetha. Yeah. They both started with A.
So nice. It used to be.
Now we'll get into the chorus, and here come the guys and the other gal.
So when you near me, darling,
peppy tune, it always has been, S.O.S. So Agnetha Falkskog, she's 74 today. That was a big 70s hit.
For sure.
We've got a wrestler.
And as for you, Hollywood scum Hogan.
Whoa.
Like I said last Monday, and the prophecy looks like it's coming true, you're going to have the worst week of your life.
That's Diamond Dallas Page. He's planning to put the diamond cutter on the incredible scum Hogan. Jesse Ventura made, he perfected that, changing people's names. You had the High Criers. You had the incredible Chump Hogan.
One of my favorites.
That was a good one. Yeah. The incredible Chump Hogan.
Yeah, Jesse was good at that.
Yes, he was. He was the best, I think. Diamond Dallas Page, happy birthday to him. He is 68.
A non-street kid want to be down in the street because you've been watching it from out the window or on a rap video. You want to be, I can tell you don't have any street in you. None. Zero. So you need to be who you are. A young kid who goes to college or community college or the trade school and get out of the environment of the tough street guys.
Yeah.
Who robs you.
Judge Mathis isn't just handing down silly judgments on, you know, who should pay for the cheeseburger. He's changing lives.
Right.
As you can tell right there.
That was sound
one
advice.
One of our favorite judges. It's Judge Mathis here today is 56. Our rapper of the day is Juicy Jew. I said 56, he's 64.
Okay.
Is that what you did the huh for?
Yeah.
Is that what you did the huh? We need more huhs.
Mm.
Can you do some more?
Yeah.
Maybe we can, let me see. I'm going to, wow. Now it's lost.
Right.
We got one of these.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. That's always good. Pharrell is on our list.
Huh. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
He's the guy who's got a hat that looks like Ranger Smith from Yogi Bear.
Oh,
from
Jellystone. Okay. Now I know who it is.
Pharrell.
Right.
Pharrell Williams is 51. Our rapper of the day today is Juicy J. Juicy J.
Is that a...
He's best known for his song, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Yeah, I didn't know
his, if it was his original song was,
and
his big hit, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Right.
Juicy J is 49. And Agent Carter.
He could change careers.
Thought I was signing up for the U.S. Army.
What's your name, soldier?
Gilmore Hodge, Your Majesty.
Step forward, Hodge. Put your right foot forward.
You gonna get a rasa? Because I got a few moves I know you'll like.
Oh. Agent Carter had a nice move there. And then Tommy Lee Jones is going to have a few words. That's Haley Atwell from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
She is 42. And I don't know if your staff, my staff contacted your staff with the long list of gone but not forgottens. I think my staff told your staff you probably should limit the non-audio gone but not forgottens to two or three at the most.
Yeah, it's a big list here today. Let's get right into the audio with Joseph Lister.
What happens to you?
Well, that's not Joseph Lister.
Okay.
This is.
Okay.
Because my breath feels Listerine clean.
I can tell you, her breath is really clean.
I wouldn't go to a party or anywhere without Listerine.
Listerine antiseptic. More than a mouthwash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about that?
It tastes awful.
It did.
That's the original. That's an ad for the original before they minted it up.
Yeah, it was not flavorful or enjoyable, but it was effective. And Joseph Lister gave us the sterilization equipment for surgery and eventually Listerine mouthwash.
We use it as a poor man's replacement for Ipecac.
Really?
Or castor oil.
Oh. Okay.
Stuff to make you throw up.
Right. Well, it was in that category.
It was that bad. Yeah. It's pretty bad if your mouthwash is making you throw up, because then you got to wash your mouth out again.
Right. 1827. Football Hall of Famer Greg Pop Warner. He's a legendary coach, kind of credited with discovering the one of the best athletes ever.
Cleaning ladies here. Cleaning ladies here, Neil. Cleaning ladies here.
1871. Spencer Tracy was an Academy Award-winning actor.
But no matter what happens to us, what happens to you, I hope will be worse.
Mm. I don't think you have to worry too much about that. My wife is divorcing me. My mother-in-law is suing me for damages. My daughter is applying to the courts to have her name changed. My pension has been revoked. And the only reason that you 10 idiots will very likely get off lightly is because the judge will have me up there to throw the book at.
Captain Culpepper.
Wow.
From It's a Mad.
Four mads.
Yes.
Yes. Well, one of the best. Also was in, of course, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, The Old Man and the Sea. Great actor, Spencer Tracy, born on this day, 1900. She had eyes. She had Betty Davis eyes. Academy Award-winning actress Betty Davis.
What are you talking about?
Only 6 months to live. That's what the doctor said.
Well, I'm sorry, Uncle, but maybe the doctor's wrong. There isn't much time. They may be on their way to the district attorney's office right now. Call him up, Uncle. He'll listen to you. Say anything, just so they don't arrest me.
Yeah, for the young generations, you got to remember, she was more than just a Kim Carnes song.
Right. Right. Absolutely. She was a fine actress.
First lady, maybe. One of the first ladies of the American cinema.
I would think so. And, of course, was chilling in a classic episode of Gunsmoke when she imprisoned Miss Kitty to have her watch Marshall Dillon hang, much like her husband had.
Ooh.
Betty Davis, 1908. You gotta,
I'm getting chills just you describing it.
Is absolutely must-see TV. Gregory Peck, I just watched him in a Western last night. Another Academy Award winner.
Our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
And don't you forget it.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
The great Gregory Peck was born on this day, the year 1916. Fine singer and a member of the Platters, Tony Williams.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
Platters have had like almost hundreds and hundreds of lineups and singers, but he was the guy in the early days. That's his voice.
Right. Hall of Fame rhythm. And we got only Academy Award winners and Hall of Famers here, it appears. Tony Williams, born on this day, 1928, was there a better bad guy in the Batman series than the Riddler, Gorshin?
He's in the Villain Hall of Fame.
He has to be.
Hey, Rob. What? Holy sewer pipe, what's he up to? You're slipping, Batman!
I knew it was a phony crime all the time. Riddle me this, crime fighter. What room can no one enter? If you figure it out, look for another royal riddle in this crowd.
I have no shot of figuring out that riddle.
No, he gave some tough ones. The great Frank Gorshin and his laugh. Of course, a fine impressionist, too. Yeah. 1933. He was a retired general and former Secretary of State, Colin Powell. Fine man, born on this day, 1937. And is that enough?
Well, we got Troy Gentry.
Oh, yeah. We got Before We Go from 1967. One half of Montgomery Gentry, T-Roy, tragic loss in that helicopter crash back, what was that, 2016, 17, somewhere in there. Troy Gentry, right around State Fair time, I remember. Troy Gentry, 1967. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Smoky Mountain Rain, I'm All Right, or Montgomery Gentry, Lonely and Gone?
We'll go birthday guys here today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1.